வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of October, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam பும்சஸ்ரியா மிதுனிபாவமேகம் தயோர் மிதாடி தயவந்தி மாஹு. அதோ கிரஹக்ஷேத்ர சுதாத்த வித்தை ஜனஸ மோஹோ அயம் அஹங்மமே. திஸ் இஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வார்ட் அஹங்மமே. அயம் ஆட்டோ அஹம் பலவானஹம். I am everything. And this is mine. This is my property. This is my country. This is my society. This is my nation. My. And I. This is material. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheswaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead declares clearly that I am the provider. Shastra says, Veda says, Ishavasam idam sarvam. It is God's property, everything. We are claiming our country, this is my country. But as soon as you go on the beach of the sea, your country finishes, the land. Then whose the water? Whose water that is? But the foolish person, now it is in my form, it is mine. So this is more illusion. We have heard so many times about illusion. This is illusion. Aham Mahati. I am this body and everything in my bodily relationship, that is mine. So how it begins? It begins mithuni bhavameta, the unity of man and woman. Mithuni bhava. Man is searching after woman, and woman is searching after man. How nature's arrangement to keep the conditioned soul under the law of nature. Because the conditioned souls are put under the laws of nature, all he has come voluntarily under the laws of nature. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavancha kare pasate maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as we deny to serve Krishna, immediately maya. As soon as we deny to obey the state laws, immediately we are criminal and subjected to the criminal acts, go to the prison. This is, we have got practical experience. You cannot defy the laws of the state or the laws or the words of the government. If you cannot do it. If you do it, then you are punished. That is the statement in every shastra. Dandaniya. Dandaniya. This danda is going on after another. Danda means punishment. But we are, because we are in illusion, we are thinking the danda is advancement of civilization. So, we should know, tum shastriyami thuni bhavamitam. This material world is nothing but a false attraction between man and woman. Not only in human society, in birds, beasts, animals, aquatics, trees, plants, everywhere. Yeah. You'll find these pigeons, as soon as one female pigeon is there, and the male pigeon immediately wants to canvas, please come, let us unite. You have seen this is nature's way, sparrow, the same feelings, pungsasriyamitam. So, therefore in the human society, by basic knowledge, by education, we have to understand that we are bound up in this material world. What is the cause? The cause is that attraction between man and woman. This is the cause. Pungsa. Pungsa means the bhokta, the enjoyer. Here, the male and female, both of them are pungsa, purusha. Because everyone has got that feeling that I shall enjoy. Nobody is feeling that I shall be enjoyed. Everyone is thinking I shall enjoy. Nobody wants to be predominated. Everyone wants to be predominator. This is Jesus. So Krishna consciousness movement means to learn how to be predominated, not to become predominator. Just the opposite. And Krishna comes personally and he says that I am the predominator. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. I am predominator. Why you are trying to be predominator? That is not possible. So as soon as artificially we want to be predominator, immediately the māyā is there. Krishna bhuliyā jīv bhogavān chakare pāsete māyātāre japotiya dhare. Everybody, all right, come. This is the human civilization to learn that because I wanted to become predominator, I am the monarch of all I surveyed. Whatever I survey, that is my property. So this inclination, this false inclination is the cause of our bondage within this material world. We should know that we are Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, and we learn from Krishna that na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. I cannot take birth, I cannot die. I am not subjected to sufferings of this material world, but why I am put into this condition? That is called conditioned soul. That is called intelligence. I am not to be conditioned. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is free. I am also free because I am his part and parcel. I may be small, very small. A gold particle is gold, that is not other. So all the qualities of gold is there, even it is part. So these things are to be considered, and this knowledge can be acquired. This is called brahma jignasa, athata brahma jignasa. So unless a civilized man is trained up to understand these problems of life, so what is that life? That is animal life. If one is not jigyasu, if one is not inquisitive about the miserable condition of his life, if he remains satisfied in miserable condition of life, there is nothing but animal. Animal cannot understand. Animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse and they are going very easily. And one animal enters the slaughterhouse, said, every animal will enter. In Hindi it is called bhediyasa. One bhedi enters, then all the bhedi will enter automatically. He does not know that where I am entering. I am entering in this way for being slaughtered. But he has no knowledge. This is going on. This is called illusion. Aham mameti. We, in Hindi it is called dhak dhol baja karke bekoop banana. When we are married in India, there is some band party and the bridegroom is decorated like king and he is on the horseback and is taken. But the one who knows, he said that this rascal is becoming more rascal. But dhak dhol baja ke bekoop ban raha hai. So therefore, to check him, not to become a bekoop gadha, as the first education is brahmachari. Don't enter. Don't enter the spum sang siya mithani bhava. That is it. That is called brahmachari. Warning. Then it is not good. Better remain brahmachari. Brahma charati iti brahmachari. Remain with Brahma. Celibacy. He will be happy. But that is the first education, brahmachari. Then one, if he is unable to remain brahmachari, all right, take wife, regulator, grihastha. Don't remain cats and dogs. That is not human civilization. First of all, education is don't ignite. Remain brahmachari. But if you are not able, all right, take a wife like a gentleman and leave like a gentleman. Eko nari brahmachari, there is also. If one is satisfied with one woman, then he is also brahmachari. He is not babichari. No, that is regulated, that you must have wife, not must have. But if you cannot avoid, take one wife and remain as a grihastha. And there are so many rules and regulations of grihastha life. Grihastha life is not that whenever I like, we have sex. No, that is not. That is regulated. Once in a month, when there is menstruation, and if the wife is pregnant, then no more sex life. There are so many rules and regulations. The grihastha means one who follows the rules and regulations of sex life. That is grihastha. Not that simply united, man and woman, and live like animals. No, that is not grihastha. That is called grihamedhi. Grihamedhi and grihastha, there are two words. Grihamedhi means he does not know the rules and regulations. He thinks that this family, this husband and wife, children and home, that is everything. That is called grihamedhi. But grihastha means he is as good as a sannyasi. Grihe tishtati iti grihastha. He is suitable, he is not suitable to become a brahmachari. Because every facility is there. but regulated. And one who follows the regulative principles, he is ashram. Either it is Grihastha ashram or Sannyasa ashram, this is the same thing. Ashram means, very easily understood in India, there is discussion, the place where the spiritual culture is cultivated, that is called ashram. What is the difference between the ashram and ordinary home? Ordinary home means the without any regulative principles. And ashram means real purpose is self-realization, development of Krishna consciousness. But if one is unable to accept sannyasa ashram or brahmachari ashram, that is grihastha ashram. Not that animal ashram. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore he has said, if we are eager for advancement in Krishna consciousness, then we can stay in any ashram. It doesn't matter, either Grihastha ashram or Sannyasa ashram, it doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ravana, kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi kane noy, jei Krishna tattva vetta sei guru hoy. Sei guru. Who can become guru? Generally, a brahman, a sannyasi, that is their post. Brahman is the guru of other varnas, and sannyasi is the guru for all varnasram. This is. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that is social system. If there is a brahman, if there is a sannyasi, one should accept, give preference to him to accept guru. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that is not the criteria. One must be well experienced, well aware of the science of Krishna. He shall be guru. Not that particularly because one is born in a Brahmin family or one has taken sannyas, he is immediate by the dress or by birth one can become guru. No, that is going. Now it is diminishing. Formerly in India it was the practice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it doesn't matter. Kiva vipra kiva sudra. Vipra means Brahmins. And sudra means the fourth class, less than the Vaishyas. So, kiva vipra kiva sudra. Nasi kane nos. Nasi means sannyasi. Never mind. Nasi or without nasi, because sudra cannot be sannyasi. Without becoming brahmana, there is no question of becoming sannyas. In the Sankara Sampradaya, they are very strict. Unless one is born in a brahman family, he is not awarded the sannyas. That is the stricture. But according to our Vaishnava, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pancharatriki Vidhi, if there is little tendency of a person to become devotee, he is given the chance. Never mind, he is born in a Sudra family, a Chandala family. That is sanctioned in the Shastra. Tirata Hunanda Tulinda Pukkasadhida Sambha Javanakasada. Janne Chopap, anyone. Krishna also says, Mahipasavapasitya Devi Supavajanaya. So Narada Muni, he is a great devotee, he has given allowance to everyone to become a brahmana, to become a sannyasi. Ashtabhagi must be trained up to become a brahmana, then sannyasi. This is a fact. Without becoming a brahmana, there is no question of sannyasi. So, these regulative principles are there. So, what is the big plan behind the this regulatory principle. The big plan is, here is the attraction, Pungsa Striya Mithunibhav, to cut down these attractions between male and female. This is the big plan. Otherwise there is no need of the varnasrama. Varnasrama means to train the candidates gradually to become free from this entanglement of man and woman. This is the basic principle. Yoga system is also the same thing. Jnani, that is also the same. Karma also, the karma-kandya, vichar, and that is also one has to take sannyas at the ultimately. Great. If one cannot take it immediately. So, this is the training of Bhagavad Gita. This is the training of Bhagavad everywhere, the basic principle. The first principle is that we have forgotten Krishna. In the previous verse we have already studied. Gata smriti bindati tatra tapam. Because we have forgotten what is our position. Gata smriti. Smriti means memory. There is one word called alpamedhas. And there is another word, sumedhas. These words are there. Tad bhavati alpamedhasam in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are trying to be happy in this material world, kamastasya hitajnana, people generally, they are kama, this kama, pungsastriyami, this is kama. This kama is manifested in different ways. Actually, the central point is kama. But that when the kama is fulfilled, because a man is searching after woman, and woman is searching after man, when they unite, then the kama becomes hard knot, very tight. When they are separated, there is chance of not being tied. But as soon as they are tied by marriage or by some other, then tayor mitha hridayaganti mahu. We are already attracted to these things, and when it is united, then we see practically in our Indian families that when the boy is grown up and the girl is grown up, the father and mother unite by marriage system everywhere, but India is still going on. Now, why? Because unless he is married, he will not get attracted to this material life. So the father and mother's duty is to unite them so that they may not be spoiled. They may not be like cats and dogs. At least there will be some regulated principle they will follow. But the bondage is, as soon as they are united, the economic development, atagrihachetusupaptavittai, then searching after. Now we must have an apartment to either you construct a house or rent a house. Anyway, money is required. So you will be enthused to earn money. I have got wife, I have to keep her nicely, I have to eat nicely, I have to give her dress and so on and so on. So first of all, get one apartment or house. Then, how to maintain the house? Formerly, there was no other business except that agriculture. Agriculture, that is the economy. Annyadhamanti bhutani. We have to eat. So grow food grains. Where shall I grow my food grains? Not on the roof. But I must have some land. Atha griha chetra. Land is wanted. Atha griha chetra. then putrahinam griham sunnam, family life, married life, but there is no son, that is another trouble. There are so many married lives, they haven't got son, children, they are very unhappy. They spend so much money to get a children. They go to the saintly persons and beg blessing, give us one children, one child. There was one very big man, long ago. He had no child. So he came to my Guru Maharaj and he offered, Guru Maharaj, if I get a child, I can give you the whole estate. So these are natural demands. First of all, husband and wife and child, then apartment, then land, then friends, then money. In this way we become mental, small, almost. So in Islam, sukhera lagiya e gharo madhiya. I became a householder for happiness. Agune puriya gharo. Now there is blazing fire. Sukhera lagiya e gharo madhiya. Agune puriya gharo. And there is another. Ravana hoila ithe ghatila dhanja. I wanted to be happy in this way, but it has become an embarrassment. So, this is going on. So, we should not be entangled as far as possible. It is not possible, very, very difficult. But, if it is possible, we can. It's brahmacharya. This is tapasya. Because we have begun, this verse says, tapo dipam putra kajina suddhira satya. Tapasya. That tapasya begins. Tapasya, brahmacharya. Brahmacharya. That is tapasya. So if possible, we should try to remain. But Krishna consciousness is so nice. If we accept Krishna very seriously, with Krishna, anyone, either man or woman, we can remain very happy with Krishna. Krishna can become my friend, Krishna can become my husband, Krishna can become my son, whatever you want. So, in this way, if we advance in Krishna consciousness, then we can save ourselves janasya mohayam in this illusory galaxy of illusory, this material world. We may be saved, and that is one step that we have to give up the attractions for this material world. Then there is possibility of spiritual world. Therefore Krishna is canvassing person that you give up all these plans. Sarvadharmantur, mami, that will save you from this precarious position of material world. Threefold miseries, suffering after suffering. Thank you very much.